KHR 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Ron Slay. Can y'all make some noise for our Titans guest, Jayon Brown? Jayon Brown in attendance. Titans linebacker.
Come on. Hey, ho.
That was not good enough for Slay.
There we go.
Can y'all make some room and some noise for Jayon Brown?
I had to make some room first. I think sometimes people don't realize it's okay to be loud.
Be loud.
Hell yeah.
Titans linebacker Jayon Brown joins us. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hermitage. Next week we'll be in Hendersonville, so go ahead and plan on that. Next Tuesday we'll be in Hendersonville. Player guest to be named later. Darrington Evans last week, Jayon Brown this week. What up, Jayon?
What's up? What's going on?
So last week I asked Darrington, I said, so Jayon Brown's our guest next week. He hadn't ever gotten you on the practice field. He's like, yeah, he's got me on the practice field.
Yeah, he so did. So you snuck him a time or two.
I didn't got Darrington a couple of times, but he's fast, man. Darrington is
I know. I can't
guy.
Wait to see him on the field, man. It's got to be frustrating for him to be hurt last year. You were too. We'll get to that, but hurt this year, so looking forward to it. Welcome, man. Good to see you. How are things?
Man, things are great. Things are great. Looking forward to this week. Last week didn't go as planned for us, but it's a new week and new opportunities.
How hard is it to get past that?
It's part of the business. You can't dwell on it for too long. You just got to look at the mistakes that were made and the good things that were made and keep on seeing how you can do the good even better and try to eliminate the stuff that gets you beat. So,
take us into the locker room, though. After the game and then when you're back at practice, what's the talk? What's the feeling after, I think it's fair to say, a surprising performance out of you guys. What actually is said and goes on after that game and then once you're back at work?
Definitely disappointing for us, for what we put on display for our season opener and having all those all of our fans sell out our stadium like they did, and we just didn't perform up to our standards, and we know that. And watching the film the next day, we seen on all the stuff that we messed up on, the opportunities that were left on the field, and only thing we can do is just after watching that film, throw it to bed, learn from it, and come in this week. Looking forward to get better for Seattle and play our star of football.
I got to ask you, man, in the moment, how tough is that to kind of go through it? Because it's not like you guys get blown out every day. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's got to be hard to just kind of be in something that's going down the hill like that.
Oh, man, we're so competitive, and losing in anything sucks. And it's a bad taste in your stomach, and, you know, you got to live with it, and then – you know, watching other games and turning on the TV, that's all you see. So you gotta either turn off the TV or just eat it as it comes, because that's what we did and that's what we put on display. So we just gotta fight it and just know that next week, you know, they only talk about what's good. You know what I mean? What have you done for me lately? And that's what we did lately. So hopefully this week we can get a win, and you know, it's gonna be a whole different story.
You know, it's funny though, in other sports you get blown out, like Slay's getting blown out in basketball. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. In football, at least you can go hit somebody, right?
Clothesline the guy, too. You know what I mean? Take that tunnel and go ahead. How much, man, looking at it individually, do you look at the game or do you look at it as a unit? I know you got to build on what you did wrong, but if you had that game, do you go back and look at it as a unit and watch it more so as like your linebacker groups and compared to your secondary and whatever?
Yeah, no doubt. We watch it as a team and then just go over all the stuff that we didn't execute as a team.
Right.
And then from there, go into our unit, O&D, do the same thing.
Yeah.
And then more so position groups, you get through the finer details of, okay, your alignment, your assignment, and your technique, how that could have been better, and just your eyes, what you're seeing, and all that. And we're just talking that through to see how can this not happen next time, or how can you make that play the next time. So, stuff like that.
How much in the feel of the game, when you're in the game, do you depend on the offense to keep the ball enough, or do they depend on you guys to get off the field? Like, coming into the season, third downs was huge.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and the numbers, it would say that y'all had a worse performance, but by the eye test, I don't agree with that. So, you look at that, I think you all put a fine product on the field, but overall as a team it wasn't right. But how much do you depend on the offense to be able to bring what they need to do? Not to point fingers or anything, but they got a job to do also.
Yeah, yeah. It's all complimenting. We all work together, offense, defense, and special teams. And yeah. It just wasn't good from us across the board. Yeah. Across the board. And you know, offense put points up and whole time of possession.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
For us, even when they do mess up, we're supposed to be there. If they in field goal range, make them force a field goal over touchdown.
Right.
And, you know, just getting stops, getting turnovers. We got one turnover from KB, but they won a turnover ratio. Overall, like, we just didn't do good. We got a punt tipped,
right,
which wasn't good. Special teams is huge.
Yeah.
Field position was a big part. They started off with a lot of short fields.
And, yeah, definitely.
And our offense had to go the long way, you know what I mean? So, overall, they just executed everything that they did and won a turnover ratio. And they just executed their game plan.
A lot of people are comparing Kyler Murray with Lamar Jackson. You've seen both of them.
Yeah.
Is that a fair comparison? What's different, maybe?
They're both quick, elusive, so fast. They can extend the plays. When quarterbacks can extend the plays like that, it's hard. It's hard for guys in coverage because you got an eternal clock on for, okay, how long I'm about to guard this guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you realize the quarterback still got the balls going around, and you're like, damn, like, you know. So people get uncovered, but that's just part of it. You know, it's all in one. It's been the rush to get the guy down and for the guys to cover, to stay on their guys. So it's just hard. And watching that Monday Night Football, Lamar did a good job of that as well, extending the plays.
Yep.
And people come uncovered. And when they're uncovered, it can be wide open or it can be, you know what I mean, an amazing throw. So it's with dual threat quarterbacks, it's just another factor that you got to, you know, account for. That, okay, the defense can be really good, but this dude can hold on to the ball for five, six extra seconds, and, you know, that's what they do.
It's almost like two routes, right? Like
it's nuts. It's a second play. You got the first play to defend, and then the play that he's going to make extending the ball. So it's a lot.
Titans linebacker Jayon Brown with us on 3HL.
Did you watch the regular Monday Night Football broadcast, or did you watch the Peyton and Eli and, a quarterback that you're going to see, a Russell Wilson broadcast last night?
I watched the Peyton.
You did? You did?
I watched.
There
I watched.
We go.
Did you watch the part where Russell Wilson was there as well and listen to him and see how he kind of diagnosed stuff?
I seen it, and you know, I think he had his robe on, looking all comfortable in the
house. You know, he kept talking. He was like, "Oh man, I really got to go watch film. I got to go watch film." And then they're like, "Oh, you can stay for the second half." You know,
appreciate the distraction.
Yes. Yeah.
Having a great time. Titans linebacker Jayon Brown with us. We were talking a lot about UCLA laying into LSU.
Oh yeah.
During the break.
Oh yeah. The Bruins are here to stay.
Did you see the Ed Orgeron stuff where he called, he said, sissy blue shirt?
That's not his first time doing that. He was the SC coach when I was in school. And
oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he probably said it back then. That's like the thing to say against
me. Oh, yeah, because he was way more like out of control and wild then.
Yeah, he was loud.
So that's like when somebody makes a mistake, you know that's not the first time they made that mistake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people do that. We got powder blue shirts. I know, but we're nice. You know,
I think they're some of the best uniforms in football, honestly.
I love that powder blue. And well, now it's Nike. I mean, now it's Jordan brand.
Oh, yeah. We've been brand hopping the past couple of years. I'm glad we landed here, though. Yeah. I'm glad we landed
That's
here.
A good landing spot.
So take us through recruiting. You grew up in L.A. What was recruiting like for you? Was it UCLA the whole time?
So I wasn't one of those, like, five or four stars. I was around, like, the 3-2 on some of them.
Yeah.
How? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it is what it is. My first offer came coming into my senior year. So I think late junior, got Colorado was my first offer.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And then after my first game my senior year, I got UCLA. And then who else? Colorado State. And then after that, it was it.
Yeah.
That was it. So pretty much committed to UCLA right after that.
It's funny. There are a lot of people in Denver that are from California. So, like, Colorado goes into California all the time. So that didn't surprise me at all. Did you grow up a UCLA fan, though?
I did not.
Who did you like as a kid?
SC was the, you know, Reggie Bush era.
But yeah.
We was watching Reggie Bush and
Lindell and all that.
Lindell, yeah. But
who's now in Colorado, which is funny.
It's nuts. Like, but SC was like, you know, everything. And, you know, everybody had like a 5 USC jersey.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of it. You know what I mean? But, end up going to UCLA, I developed that hatred to USC, and I'm UCLA all the way. I like, going, the campus is, like, UCLA's campus is way better, in my personal opinion. We just got a lot of hills, you know. You're going to have a good calf workout every day walking to class.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Jay.
And you better live close.
Yeah, you know, you
good
got to.
Lord. Because yeah. that traffic and LAX
it's
and
real.
All that, I can't live that
she,
life.
She just came back from the UCLA-LSU game, actually.
Yeah. So, Hawaii, yeah.
Hawaii, but, yeah, Hawaii.
Oh. Woo! That's a different level out there.
Yeah, and it's like heating at Pasadena.
Oh yeah,
Pasadena heat. Yeah, it gets real.
Different.
It gets real.
So you lived in L.A. when you got back from playing
there.
Basketball in Europe.
Yep, I was out there 8 years. So we lived in Corona, then came down to Beverly Hills in L.A. Hung in Compton.
Yeah, you know good and well about that traffic.
Listen, I can tell you. Show you the text message. I'm like, man, you better time it. That's why when you said it, I'm like, boom! I told you, you got
to
time it.
Yeah, you have to time your day around the traffic. Exactly. If not, it's terrible.
Exactly,
it's terrible.
It's gonna be a problem for you. Like, so. Oh. You going to Long Beach Poly.
Yes, sir.
Were you surprised not to get as many scholarship offers coming out of Long Beach Poly? Because y'all got a tradition, though.
Yeah, yeah. We're a powerhouse. Mm-hmm. I still hear about it at practice.
Right.
And it did surprise me because what my film was, but
right.
that's just how it is.
Right.
That's just how it is. But it ended up working out. So
let me ask you this. The guys that you were coming up with, did you have guys or resources that you were able to tap into around that time? Because y'all, your lineup is star-studded at Long Beach Poly.
No doubt. I had three linebackers in front of me that all had D1.
Yeah.
And so the formula was there. We had a really good coach. Won a lot of games, and we knew what it took to get to that level. So the guys coming back be like, hey, you got to do this. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. School's real, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So just following the plan and just listening to the coaches, because they're gonna put you in a position to you know get out to these D1s. And we had scouts coming in every game. So mm-hmm. just like put on performance.
Yeah,
such and such schools are here.
Yep.
So what you gonna do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you had a lot of like famous athletes. You have any like famous like actors, entertainers, that kind of thing?
We got a lot. I don't think the actors so much pulled up, but more so like DeSean Jackson, Willie McGinnis always coming back. Any dude that was fresh out of high school on their bye weeks coming back. So it was frequent in and out.
See, the thing about DeSean Jackson, he came to Nashville for an event over at TSU. And so he came in studio. And people see that this electric playmaker on the field and all this stuff. When you meet him, he's tiny, that guy.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think about like how small he is. And how dominant he was on the field.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think he's going into year 14.
Yeah.
14? Yeah.
14?
So still burning guy. So
yeah, still
like, that's amazing, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can be 30-something playing against 22-year-old corners and whatnot. And still smoking them. Like, it's crazy.
Different game, though. You know, like, as you get older in the game, you kind of have to find different ways to be successful. But for you, just how different is it from when you first stepped into the league to where you are now? Comfort, knowledge, physical part of it, speed of the game, all of it. How different is it?
I was coming in. It's definitely an adjustment to the speed and then your knowledge of football as well, because college football and NFL football is you realize how much you don't know.
Right.
And having really good coaches to develop you and get you right. So I had a different I was with the Malarkey staff. There last year, and playing third downs, 2-minute situations, got a good feel for the game. Still a lot I didn't know, you know, just in it, and had a productive rookie year. But that year two, when Ray's coming in, and that staff, you know, it's real. When a new coaching staff came in, when they came in, it was like, you know, got to see what type of players you got and developing them and teaching them. So I learned so much. And to still have them as my coaches, I know what's expected out of me. The game, we talk the same language now, and we know what to expect from each other. I know what they expect out of me, and I know what I'm getting out of them, and It's a really good relationship, and I look forward to it every. I know they're going to put us in the best situations to win game in and game out.
You mentioned Braves, just that relationship and knowing what to expect. Like, there's a lot of talk nationally. We didn't even think twice about it, but Vrabel said something about, basically called out Julio Jones for a dumb penalty in his press conference yesterday, and nationally everybody's talking about that, you know, him calling out a player, which it didn't even faze us when we heard it yesterday. You know, we're like, that's Braves. But what is it like to play for him? What does he demand from you personality-wise? Like, kind of fill us in on the behind-the-scenes of Vrabel, because what we see is sometimes comes off as harsh, right? But just fill us in on the behind-the-scenes part of Vrabel.
Nah, he's a great dude. He's a great dude. Straightforward. He jokes around, too, a lot. But he'll tell you what he expects out of everybody, and we all have, you know, he has high standards for all of us. He only wants the best for us, and he knows how to pull it out. So, like that incident with Julio. Julio's a great player. We all know that. And that's just us, you know, just doing the best for what's the best for the team. And that's just what it is. And so he doesn't care who you are. And you know what I mean? We got a job to do, and that's to win games. And penalties like that to hurt the team, we can't do it. It probably won't happen again, you know. So
we'll see. I would guess. I mean, I've never seen it happen before. That's what was weird about that. Yeah. But anyway, Jayon Brown, Titans linebacker, with us. You mentioned Braves, who played your position, which has got to be interesting dynamic there. But Dick LeBeau, who invented the 3-4, was your guy when you came in. Then Dean Pease, now Shane Bowen. You've had some. I mean, you kind of hit on it, but you've had some unbelievable defensive minds from you to just kind of absorb. I would guess.
Oh, yeah. Starting off with LeBeau and his defense and, you know, just being coached under a legend and then having Pease, another legend, and then Shane, you know, coming in and, you know, we're developing all of that stuff. So hopefully we can get into that legendary, you know, status. But
yeah,
we're just trying to figure out, learning from last year's mistakes and
yeah.
from this past game. We didn't do a good job displaying of what we got better on. But it's a new week this week, and hopefully we will display what
there was
Titans
a lot
defense is about.
There was a lot of talk last year, especially toward the end of the season and the off season, from a lot of you guys about communication. Was the communication better Sunday?
Communication was there. We just didn't make enough plays.
Yeah.
Arizona came out there and they handled their business. They got on the flight and got the dub and went home. Yeah. You know, so we just gotta be real with ourselves, take it on the chin, and realize we didn't play our best football, and we got to fix that.
All right, well, we've got something that's probably going to be a lot more stressful than what you went through on Sunday. It's called the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah.
My man Ron Slay likes to put people in the Boom Boom Room.
Boom Boom
Room. He'll explain.
So this is the Boom Boom Room, Jayon. The only way you get out of the Boom Boom Room is if you answer everything truthfully and honestly to the best of your ability. Do you agree to do this?
I agree.
All right. Hawk, take him into the Boom Boom Room.
Yes. One man on his way in to the Boom Boom Room.
I mean, here's the thing. He was an academic honor roll guy,
yep.
Like on the Dean's List type stuff.
You know, yeah. UCLA's acceptance rate is like 8%.
Yeah. This should be a breeze to him.
I was shocked by that.
Yeah.
This should be a breeze to him. This should be a breeze to him.
All right. Question.
Yeah.
I ain't been in school in a long time.
Yeah. No, I got to put you under the microscope, baby. The light is on. Here we go. All right, Jayon, first and foremost, I'm on my way to L.A. Where are you taking me to eat? As soon as we get off the plane.
As soon as we get off the plane, in and out.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Like a little
I'm in on
out.
That. So it's funny because, like, L.A. guy will say that. And, like, there's all these restaurants.
It's a lot.
That's multiple times we've heard that from L.A.
That is.
Yeah.
That is. All right. I see you got the TMC, rip, Nipsey Hussle the Great. Give me your top five artists. Top five today. The living, past, whatever it may be.
Top five.
It ain't even got to be in no particular order.
No particular order. Yeah. I'll just go off the music that
yep.
dropped lately.
There you go.
Drake album was unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Kanye album was unbelievable as well.
Solid.
Let's see. I like Gunna.
Okay.
Gunna right there. You can put a little baby in there as well.
I like that.
That's four. And then five. I want to put Kendrick in there. He ain't dropped nothing.
Dot on the way though. Yeah, but you know he on the way though.
He on the way.
He on the way. Oh yeah, I'm ready. He on the way, baby.
He's on the way.
He on the way. All right. Give me the most intense game between these three. Which one? You got to rate them. Titans Colts series, Titans Ravens series, or UCLA USC series.
I'm gonna go with Titans Colts.
Okay.
Titans Colts series. It's a real rivalry. It's deep and personal every time we play them. We know what to expect out of them, and they know what to expect out of us. It's always a physical game. And, you know, walking after that game, you know you're going to be mentally and physically, like, exhausted.
Okay. Kind of like when you walk out of the Boom Boom Room, right? Yeah. For those that don't know, Kayon Brown's first sack came against the Indianapolis Colts. Half a sack on Jacoby Brissett. Kayon Brown's first interception was against the Indianapolis Colts. There you go.
Pick six, baby.
That's right. That's right.
So special teams is in question sometime. Y'all got some speedsters on the Titans.
Yes, indeed.
At UCLA,
I thought you were going to ask him if he could kick.
No, I'm going to ask him, can he return? Because he did in college.
Like, can you
Didn't
kick?
You return? Can you get back there now and break one?
I would like to think I could.
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself in that spot.
Man, I can imagine getting hit. Like
that's a hard job.
I do the hitting. I can imagine getting hit. That's a whole different world right there.
Okay.
Have you always done the hitting? Did you ever play on the offensive side of the ball?
I played on the offensive side of the ball.
High school?
I was a running back in my little Pop Warner days. One year at high school, play running back. But
you return kicks at UCLA.
Yeah. So after all that, you know, I want to keep my knees straight.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this, because I was trying to tell Babs, Dawn, places to go to eat when she go out there. Have you ever been to Worldwide Tacos?
I have not been to Worldwide Tacos.
So this is what I'm telling you. Now, you want to change your life. You from out there.
Yep.
Go to Worldwide Tacos. If you need to hit me up, because the wait is crazy. They're going to tell you, place your order. We'll call you when it's ready.
What's y'all order when y'all go there?
Oh, man, they got over 100 different type of tacos. 100.
100? That's.
I did not go.
Trust
because
me.
The place has bars all over the windows. It's like tiny little shack.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't walk up there so on my own.
Wait till I'm with you.
Yeah. But listen, I'm going to make the call, Jay. I'm telling you, man, I got my people coming through. Put your order in. You're just going to be able to pick it up and be able to roll.
See, look, too many options is a bad thing sometimes. I'm going to be looking at the menu for too long.
So what I go with the barbecue chicken tacos.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No cilantro. Give me three of them. Then give me three shrimp, mild, no cilantro. That's my thing. But they got everything you can think of, and they the best tacos you ever taste. See, you out there in Cali, that's all y'all do out there.
Yeah,
Cali,
I love tacos.
Yeah,
I love tacos.
I know it's a fact.
Yeah.
So, all right, this is the next thing. Give me some adversity that you may have went through, where you bounced back from, and you were like, you know what? That was different now that you look back on it being older. What did you go through, whether it been hardship, whether it been losing somebody, whether it been a rough time through school, or whatever it may be?
I'll say the whole track of football has been hard. Uh-huh. I always had some really good talents in front of me from high school. Didn't play till really my senior year, and that ended up working out. And then college. Didn't play until my junior year.
Yeah.
And then the NFLs was the fastest transition to the field where
That's
I played right away into my rookie year.
Uh-huh.
So just, you know, being not comfortable, I would say just being able to just learn from the people in front of you and to see how they approach the game and and their how they practice, how they watch film. And that's a cool thing about the league. So many coaches – we got a lot of coaches on our staff that's played and been around in the league for, you know, longer than I've been alive. And, and to talk to those guys and get their input and to see how they handle certain situations in life and with family as well. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is go and talk to them because they pretty much probably lived your experiences that you're going through.
Right.
So you always got like guys like that to help you out, guide you through life and our job of football as well.
Right. That's important, man. So – last one, and I'm going to let you out of the Boom Boom Room. When you got here, And you still got resources here, especially linebackers you can tap into, you know, guys like Keith Bullock, or you might know guys around the league. Who are some of the people that were influential in your process as far as still playing professional today?
I'll say a lot of people got an influence on me, big or small, but a lot of my influences, I'll say, came from start off in high school, just seeing all the people that from Long Beach making it, like Drell Casey, Mercedes Lewis, Willie McGinnis, Deshaun Jackson. We got a whole lot of dudes that, you know, made it out. So seeing that and those dudes come back, that gives you hope. And then from college, the dudes that were you've seen dudes that getting drafted first round, second round, third round, like out of UCLA. Yeah. We got a lot of defenders in the league.
Yeah.
We don't get talked about, but you know, we need to put some respect on UCLA name out here.
There we go.
But just watching those guys like Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, and then playing alongside Miles Jack and Kenny Young. So we got Chris Barnes for the Packers as well. So we got a little group where we all went to school together. You know what I mean? And I was looking up to those other dudes and you know, dudes next to me.
Yeah.
And then getting here and having vets like Wesley Woodyard and
yeah.
Avery Williamson.
Wesley, forget about Wesley, yo.
And Brian Arakpo being in that linebacker room, Derek Morgan, and being around those guys and see how they handle the situations and all that type of stuff, and just soaking it all in, and just learning from, just learning the game and having Logan Ryan. I remember Logan, my rookie year. You know, I'm just like, all right, this is my job, so I got to do. Yeah. Logan, like, hey, alert this coming this way. Yeah. I'm like, damn. So like, I'm like, bro, how you know all this? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This, like, you know what I mean? Just giving me game and just seeing how I got to take my keep to the next level. So a lot of like little eye opening moments, like, okay, like there's always more to be done. So I'm just forever learning, even if it's a younger player.
Yeah.
Just soaking it in, and you know, it's a lot of game out here.
Love it, man. Jayon.
Good insight.
That was a really good job, man. That was you can really get an A+ in the Boom Boom Room if you go to Worldwide Tacos. So I'm gonna let you pass on that. We're gonna get to that after the season. But you are officially out of the Boom Boom Room, brought to you by Low T Center. Appreciate it, bro.